The hit Showtime series Billions centers on the rivalry between two New York Titans, returning with new episodes every Sunday night at 10, 9 central, beginning February 19th, only on Showtime. The podcast series Redefining Rivalries will explore rivalry in four unique installments.
Huge Yahoo hack update. Two Russian spies have been charged.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. U.S. authorities charged four men on Wednesday, including two officers at Russia's spy agency, with the Yahoo hacks that compromised the personal data of millions upon millions of users, about 500 million to be a little bit more accurate there. Among those compromised were the accounts of U.S. and Russian officials, business leaders, journalists. The list goes on. Joining us now with the very latest is The Wall Street Journal's Brian Fitzgerald. Welcome back, Brian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's just dive into what we know. What do we know about the four suspects? Let's start with the two Russian Federal Security Service agents.
Yeah,
that's a good start,
Dmitry,
right?
Dmitry and Igor. You nailed the most important part of it. They're with the Russian Federal Security Service, right? They're basically spies, right? So, I mean, I think this is the first time agents of Russia were charged in this manner. So that to me is the headline of the story.
Four suspects in total, though. So these agents actually then paid two co-conspirators to access Yahoo email accounts,
right,
correct?
Alexei Belin and Karim Baratov. Right.
Very nice.
So thank you. Yes, I've been practicing. Karim is a Canadian and a Kazakh national. And so he was actually taken into custody in Canada, and I believe that was yesterday. The other three are believed to be in Russia, and the U.S. has no extradition treaty with Russia, so there's really no guarantee that anything will happen there unless they leave the country.
Right. Are we learning any more about who they targeted or the intent?
You know, you have to remember back in when this was first announced, when the breach was talked about, you know, you really didn't know what it was about. You just knew the size of it. It was massive. You know, 500 million was believed to be among the biggest ever. And there's, you know, we've since seen a billion, but, you know, it was believed to be one of the biggest ever breaches. But you didn't quite know what was happening there. And at the time, you know, Yahoo said they believed a state-sponsored actor was involved. But, you know, sometimes you just kind of like either give some side eye or
we hear
shrug
that a lot lately.
Yeah, like, of course, it's so easy to blame a state-sponsored actor. It's like a company, you know, doing poorly on earnings and blaming like the strong U.S. dollar. It's like everyone can pull that out of their back pocket, right? So, but you know, lo and behold, this just turns out to appear to be true. You know, Russian journalists, U.S. and Russian government officials, employees from private sector companies, you know, finance, transportation, other companies. So there seemed to be a lot of targets here, and it doesn't seem to be your run-of-the-mill, we want to grab some personal data so we can commit some kind of financial fraud.
Right.
Even though there is a component of that to this, a very colorful component involving erectile dysfunction searches and websites and whatnot.
Of course.
But there was also a lot of a political and business type of people from Russia and the U.S. That were targeted here.
So how has Yahoo officially responded to this?
Well, their first response was when, you know, disclosing the breach well after the fact, saying that they believe state-sponsored actors were involved. And their response was to do some amount of work with the federal government to bring this to a close, to catch these guys. And that's, you know, you don't hear a lot about tech companies working with the government.
Right.
It's usually the opposite, right? I mean, it is because what's interesting, Tanya, is that it just started out as a routine, you know, kind of hacking into people's emails. From there, you know, they were able to then go and press on other email services and then other internet-related websites, you know, cloud accounts and whatever. So it just kind of mushrooms once you can just get into
mushroom.
One.
I was going to say dominant. Mushroom
is
the way to go.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
no,
but
mushroom
is
much better.
You think about it. If you can get into somebody's email account and then search for something like VPN or search for something like you know, bank account, you know, people are willing to type anything into an email, including their usernames, their passwords for other things. And once you know someone's username and password for their email account, you know how people are. Chances are it's their username and password for a bunch of other things.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Brian Fitzgerald about the four suspects, two of them Russian spies, charged in the massive Yahoo hack. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. So, Brian, I want to hit upon something that you had just mentioned about working with the government and companies attempting to do this. Highlights a bigger issue in that, you know, it's important for these companies to be proactive in that way, to not give up, to use resources and even the backing of the nation state, because this isn't a fair fight and no one is going to succeed alone.
Right.
You know?
Well, certainly that's the position of the U.S. government. The press conference was fascinating. I believe the acting Assistant Attorney General, his name is McCord. She said, look, you are outgunned. She was telling the tech companies, basically speaking directly to them, you are outgunned when you have state-sponsored actors coming after you. We are here to help you. Let us get behind you. You have the full U.S. government resources at your disposal, which you can have a lengthy debate over whiskey about whether tech companies need the U.S. When it comes to battle, making, tech battles.
Right.
Sometimes it's the other way around.
Right.
But, there was that sense of we are, you are going up. You're not going up against, as we've seen colorfully put, the 400-pound hacker in his bedroom.
Right,
whatever. Like, that's never what it is, right? But in this case, it was, you're going up against what's basically Russian spies. We're here to help you. And I don't know if that'll do anything to change the relationship between the government and the tech companies because, what the government wants in terms of access, the tech companies are just – they're just unwilling to give.
Yeah.
Data held overseas, data held here, unlock phones, et cetera. But – it was interesting that the acting assistant attorney general that McCord was speaking directly to. It sounded to me like she was speaking directly to the tech companies. Like, okay, there's plenty of fights between us, but we also need to work together on some of these things here.
And exactly.
So you did see some level of praise for Yahoo in their cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
I think what gets lost, or it's easy to lose sight of in something like this is that while it is a big company and the headlines are Russia and U.S. and spies and whatnot, it does always come back to a very personal thing for everyone out there who has an internet account or an email account.
Right.
Which is that, unless you have the most, unless you've done everything possible to sort of batten down and secure your account, you're vulnerable.
Yeah.
500 million is a massive number of accounts to have been targeted. And this includes average, the normals on the street. And
yeah.
I always, anytime I have this kind of conversation, with either with you in front of a microphone or with someone on the street, just make sure you've done everything possible, which includes don't use the same password for all of your accounts. You always turn on two-factor authentication. You'll never stop a hacker probably determined to get you, but you can make it tough enough where a hacker will say, you're not worth my
exactly.
You're not worth my time. I'm going to move on to the next person.
Exactly.
Who doesn't. So it's that level of security.
On that note, Brian, thank you as always.
Thanks.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's Brian Fitzgerald. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.